You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Calvin. Hi, Conrad. And Rosala and Georgia. I have a question for you guys. Do you ever hear a word in worship and think, I don't know what that word is? But you might be a little embarrassed because you think, well, if it's being said in worship, I should know what it is, but you don't want to ask. Have any of you ever had that happen? So Calvin said he doesn't feel very embarrassed because the Bible's just big and confusing and it's just the way it is. Well, I was thinking last Sunday, when I come up and preside at communion, you know, I always say, the Lord be with you, and you guys say, and also with you, lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. And then I go in to say a few sentences, and there was a word in there that I wondered if any of you know what it means. So it says this, you call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Do any of you know what Paschal is? Conrad?
A food feast?
Yeah, it is talking about a feast. But Paschal, have you ever heard that word before? Paschal. Well, we've got something in our sanctuary that is called a Paschal candle. This really tall candle right here is called a Paschal candle. Can you guys say Paschal? Paschal, Paschal. So this candle, it always kind of stays by the altar, and we light it on Easter morning, and it stays lit the whole season of Easter, which lasts for 50 days. And then we extinguish it, and then it also gets lit when somebody gets baptized, or at a funeral or memorial service. So this Paschal candle represents the resurrection of Jesus. And when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on Easter, we celebrate that he passed over from death into life. So he died and he rose again. He passed over from death to life. And that's actually what Paschal means, Passover. So for hundreds of years, even before Jesus was born, the Israelites celebrated a Paschal feast, a Passover feast, because there's an event in their history called the Passover. When they were slaves in Egypt, God heard their cries and God saved them from slavery in Egypt. And there's one evening where a lot of the firstborn people in Egypt were going to die, but God told the Israelites, if you take a lamb and take the blood of that lamb and put it over your doorpost, then death will pass over your house. And so all the Israelites, the firstborn of the Israelites, were saved from death because death passed over them. So this is a really short explanation of what the original Passover was. But when we talk about the Paschal feast, what we're talking about is the big feast that we have Easter morning, the big celebration that we will have at the communion table when we celebrate that Jesus passed over from death into new life and rose again. Do you have any questions about that? No? Calvin? So Calvin asks, are there any other times where this candle is lit? It's primarily lit the entire 50 days of Easter. And after the gospel is read on Pentecost Sunday, then it is extinguished. Sometimes it's extinguished after Ascension Sunday, if we do that, but that's a technicality. So it's lit for those 50 days. And then it's lit when someone is baptized, because when somebody is baptized, they die to themselves and rise to new life with Jesus. And so when we kind of go into the water, we are buried with Jesus. And then when we rise up out of the water, we rise with Jesus. So we have a Passover of our own, so to speak. So we pass through death into new life with Christ. And so often when you are all baptized, you were given a candle that was lit from the Paschal candle. Do you have that candle still? Yeah. So the candle is lit from the Paschal candle, and then it's sent home, and you can light it each year on your baptism anniversary or whenever you celebrate your baptism. And then the reason that it is lit at funerals and memorial services is because when somebody dies, their baptism is completely fulfilled, that they have fully entered into eternal life with Jesus, which we get when we are baptized. Kind of, yeah. No, you're not making it more confusing. I just thought you guys might like to know what that word means, because we've been hearing it every Sunday for the last few Sundays, and maybe next Sunday I can tell you a little bit more about the Paschal candle, because there are lots of things on the front of it that have special meaning. And I was reading the other day, this is an interesting fact, that the Paschal candles are intended to be much larger than any other candle in the sanctuary, because they have such significant symbolism, right? So they're much bigger than our altar candles. There are some Paschal candles that can be up to 36 feet tall. Isn't that crazy? 36 feet tall! Because it's meant to be so big and so significant, because the meaning behind it is so significant. I have no idea. Maybe with a ladder. You'd have to climb up a ladder or something. Well, let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for all of the ways that you remind us of your love. Help us to remember that any time we look at fire or light, that you are the light of the world, and that you call us to let our lights shine. Be with us, O God. Amen. Thank you for coming up.